From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Things haven't gone so well lately for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, and last weekend it looked like the country's socialist regime had left him powerless. But Guaido made a comeback on Tuesday that heartened Venezuelan expats here in South Florida. It's been almost a year now since Juan Guaido declared himself Venezuela's legitimate president, with the backing of the U.S. and more than 50 other countries. But Guaido's movement to oust authoritarian socialist President Nicolas Maduro seemed to have run out of steam in recent months. That looked especially true on Sunday, when Maduro installed a replacement to Guaido as head of Venezuela's National Assembly. Images of Guaido being barred from entering the assembly chamber were a blow to Venezuela's opposition. But Tuesday morning, Guaido pulled a counterattack when he and other opposition legislators plowed their way back into the chamber. They'd re-elected Guaido as assembly president, and more important, they helped restore his image as a figure who can confront Maduro and his regime. Guaido's defiance also lifted the anti-Maduro diaspora spirits in South Florida. One Venezuelan expat leader, Luis Gonzalez del Castillo, said it's important because it showed we can still stand up to Maduro's corrupt regime and the traitors within our own movement. Luis Parra, the opposition lawmaker Maduro picked to replace Guaido, still insists he leads the assembly. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.